I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know, first dates don't always go according to plan. You got to be able to adjust on the fly. Mm-hmm. I like to call it being bendy.
I'm
very bendy on dates. Uh-huh. I can adjust however you need me.
I will say also impressive. So cool.
Thank you. And yeah. Krista is on the phone, and apparently her first date didn't go completely according to plan, but she said she still had a good time. Krista, what happened?
I met this guy, Scott, on a dating website, and he suggested we go see a movie for our first date. You know, he planned it all out.
Okay, that sounds pretty
normal.
I mean, not standard, boring, but yeah, like, what could go wrong?
Yeah, like, pretty standard. You don't have to talk too much, but you know, if you don't like the person. But I got there, and this guy was super cute and seemed normal, and we talked a little bit, and we're going to see, like, a, you know, superhero movie. We get to the box office, and they're sold out.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you always got to
buy
tickets in advance.
Yeah, kind of a rookie move, right? Yeah.
Right. And even those superhero movies, you need to, like, buy tickets in advance for, like, 3 months because they're so booked.
They're everything. Yeah. So, I mean, I felt kind of bad because he looked really super bummed out. I mean, I didn't care. It was just... But, you know, the next film started at, like, an hour and a half later, mm-hmm. so we weren't going to hang around there. So I was just like, well, why don't we go grab a drink somewhere? And we went to his car, and then I realized we're right in my neighborhood. We might as well just go to my place, and, you know, I've got drinks there. And
well, hello. Now, that turned out well for him, didn't it?
I mean, I guess it sounds, saying it out loud, it sounds a little forward, but
movie is sold out. Why don't we just go back to my place?
I mean,
what we intended on doing anyway.
I feel like you're every guy's first date dream at this point.
I guess I didn't even think about it that way. It just seemed like, oh, you know, I can never think of a place to go, which is why I ended up at this superhero movie in the first place.
Right. So was he down with that?
Yeah, he was totally down. He drove me to my house, and I don't know. We had a lot of fun. I really liked him. He had, like, when he smiled, he, like, had these cute little crinkles at the side of his eyes, and he really, like, looked at you
he
talked. And, I mean, like, a really good laugh and, like, sense of humor. And so we had a couple drinks, and I decided it would be a good idea to play Truth or Dare.
Oh, no, bad idea, I feel like.
It could be, but
it could go south really quickly.
Well, I'd never done this before with a guy. You know, I'd, like, played it.
Oh, sure. That's what they all say. I promise this is my first time doing Truth or Dare.
You guys. Yeah, it really was. I mean, I'd played, like, with a group at a party. But, you know, it's a good way to get to know people, and you kind of cut to, like, the real stuff. I mean, if you keep going so many online dates, and you want to get to know a person.
Right.
It depends how truthful they are at the truth part, though. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you never know.
Was there any awkward moments during that game?
Yes, there were a few. I discovered that his most disgusting habit is picking his earwax.
Oh.
And you want a second date with this guy?
Oh, man.
Well, he was honest, remember? How can you tell if they're truthful?
It's a good judge of his honesty, because that's disgusting. I would never tell anybody that.
Oh, it's not that. It's, like, not, like, eating your boogers or something.
I don't know.
I'd rather eat my boogers.
Close.
Yeah.
What did you reveal about yourself?
So this was the other kind of awkward thing that happened, and not, like, on a more serious note. He asked if I had ever cheated on someone.
Okay.
And, I mean, you got to be honest, because I'm an honest person, and the truth is, I mean, it sounds worse than it is. It's not something I'm proud of. I was really young.
Yeah.
A lot of people can relate to that.
Yeah. And people always have that model. Like, once a cheater, always a cheater. And that's not necessarily true. People can change.
Yeah, but it just hangs over your head.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, you know, maybe that made him nervous, you think?
I don't know. That's, like, the one thing when I play the date over in my head that could have. I mean, I felt like I explained it to a point where, he seemed more comfortable and satisfied with it. But then at the end of the night, like, he called an Uber, and, like, we didn't kiss. He just gave me a hug. So maybe I don't know, maybe. He seemed to be into me, though.
Did he reveal that he had been cheated on and he was really scarred? I mean, that's a loaded question to ask you. Like, there's got to be a reason why he's even asking that.
Yeah, I didn't think about it that way. I mean, I guess maybe. I mean, he didn't tell me that he'd been cheated on.
Okay. Did he start crying as soon as you said it? That would be a good indicator.
No, you seem cool.
Okay.
Anyway, so that's why I'm calling you guys, because, you know, it's hard to find a good guy out there, and I thought we really...
Yeah, especially when you're cheating on him all the time, Crystal.
Hey.
Well, I mean, you did bring it up that it was in the past. It's not like you were like, yes, I'm actually currently cheating with you.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I'm not so. During this first date, I've been secretly running away and texting someone else.
And have you talked at all since he left?
No, I never want to like seem desperate. I sent him a text message and he didn't reply. And so I sent him one a couple of days later and I was like about to just leave it. And I thought, you know what? No, you can't just let people ghost on you or situations like this. Just, I don't know. I felt like I wanted to reach out and do something and call him on it. What's the deal?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so us calling him will help with that whole you not seeming desperate thing.
I mean, yeah.
All right, well, we'll play a song, come back, and call him and get your second date update, okay?
All right.
Okay, hang on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.